Wisdom that's from above is first of all pure, peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere.
And is always
sincere.
It's full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere.
Wisdom that's from above is first of all pure, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere.
It's always sincere. Always sincere.
Jesus said in Matthew 12, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak." In Romans chapter 10, it says, the word is nigh to you, it's near to you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. An Old Testament proverb says this, the heart of the wise teaches the mouth. I like that. The heart of the wise teaches the mouth and adds learning to the lips. Psalm 49 says, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. And one of my favorites in Psalm 19 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your eyes. You are my rock and my redeemer. In other words, Lord, let there be a congruency between what I say and the feelings in my heart, because you're my rock and you're the one that brings me salvation. Now remember, when James is writing, he's writing to Jewish believers and he's warning them regarding their words that come from their hearts. And there's an application here for us all. What he's saying is this. If you say that you have a certain degree of wisdom, a certain degree of understanding, a certain degree of insight, a certain degree of revelation and enlightenment, and you say that that's come from heaven because you've got it from God, well then come on now and demonstrate it with the way you live and love one another. With the way you live and love other people. We know lots of things about Christ, but of himself, when it comes to an autobiographical statement, he said of himself, he said, come unto me because I am meek and I am lowly. Because I am meek and I am lowly.
And I am lowly.
And I am lowly. If you were to say, what are the two characteristics that kind of constitute your personality? Or if you could have two new characteristics that would constitute your personality, what would they be? A new power handshake and manipulation? Would you like to have the ability to stand up in front of people and be a public presenter and the ability to have prestige and prominence? Jesus said, I am meek and I am lowly. And at the same time, he's the creator of the universe. Think about this for a minute. Endowed with infinite power, he steps into our world. Eternity steps into time so he can live with us for the sole purpose of then dying for us. If this isn't humility,
if this isn't humility, this isn't humility.
See, what I'm saying is this. His glory is hidden within his humility. His glory is hidden within his humility. And I think that there's a picture and there's a shadow and a reflection of how that ought to work in our own lives. That's why we're given this particular passage.